This is the 2021 Sports Year in Review. I'm Scott Hayes. In April, the Emporia State soccer and volleyball teams played a spring season after missing a fall season. The Emporia State football team had two scrimmages and the Dynamic Discs Open was played. The Emporia State soccer and volleyball teams had limited spring seasons, with the soccer team finishing the spring regular season 9-0. In the first round of the MIAA Spring Crossover Tournament, Central Oklahoma slipped past the Lady Hornets 1-0. Emporia State had their chances, outshooting Central 9-4 on goal. Emporia State coach Brian Seiler said they did everything right except score.
It happens. We hit four or five posts, and we got one called back. We had a moment of weakness on a counterattack where we didn't defend that well, and got caught watching a little bit. That's our game. It could be cruel, and that's why you play the game. And sometimes the team who outshoots the other team, who's in their end the whole time and who's on the attack, doesn't ultimately win the game.
It was the only loss of the spring for the Lady Hornets. Coach Seiler says it was a good spring.
It was fun, we were excited to play, obviously. Our girls are motivated, and they're a good group. I'm sure they'll take this hard because they wanted, they want to win, they want to compete, and it was fun to get them out here, and I thought we definitely made the most of our spring opportunity.
Four members of the Emporia State soccer team received postseason honors. Mackenzie DeMarco was a first-team selection, Ashlyn Lakin a second-team selection, Hannah Woolery and Aislinn Hughes were named to the all-tournament team. The Emporia State soccer team finished the spring with a 9-1 record. The Emporia State volleyball team was 2-14 in the spring. They defeated Newman and Missouri Southern. The Emporia State football team played two scrimmages after missing the 2020 fall season. Coach Garen Higgins said they deserved to play a game or two.
They've had to endure a lot from the fall, not being able to play games. And our guys have really done a great job. And we're wanting to evaluate everybody. And we're wanting to kind of see how they respond in a flow of a game.
The Hornets were outscored by Southeastern Oklahoma State 12-9 in their first scrimmage. The Hornets would play Southeastern again in December in the Live United Bowl. In the second scrimmage, the Hornets were outscored by Southwestern Oklahoma State 27-14. Emporia State quarterback Braden Gleason said they did show improvement.
It looked like an Emporia State offense, moving quick, making plays. Receivers, we're all on the same page, and they're out there making plays for me. I just got to get them the ball. These past two scrimmages have been really good for us, just seeing where we're at and how much more we still need to improve. And there's still tons of room to grow. And, I think sky's the limit for us. So we're just going to keep striving for that every day.
The Emporia State women's tennis team finished with an 8-8 record and were 1-7 in the MIAA. CeCe Perroche, who played number one singles, says it was still a good season.
I think we did really good this season. We just missed very few important opportunities that could have changed everything. And I think that's the goal for next year, try to improve those few mistakes that made us lose very important matches. But overall, the tennis level was good. We had a really good season, even if we didn't make it to conference.
The Emporia State men finished 6-6 overall and were 0-4 in the MIAA. For the fifth time in the history of the Dynamic Discs Open, Glass Blown Open, Paul McBeth was the men's open champion. He finished the four-day tournament at 42 under par.
Just had to go out there and shoot well. I've been in this position earlier this year and kind of just let it slip. So I just need to go out there and be aggressive. And I think the mindset of just, I'm not out here to make some friends. I want to get out here to win. So just had to play my game and stick to it. Just staying aggressive from beginning to end and not letting my foot off the pedal like I have previously. I kind of got a little comfortable in some previous tournaments. And this one, I just wanted to go out there and tack the whole time. And if I ended up winning by 10, then good. So that was kind of the mindset of just going out there and score and don't worry about what anyone else is doing.
Richard Wysocki and Eagle McMahon finished tied for second place at 36 under par. The Women's Open champion was Haley King, a first-time winner of the DDO.
It feels really good. I was throwing the disc well and always being confident, so it was nice.
I just have to think about the present, don't think about the last shot or the shot that I have to go, the next shot or next hole, just keep in the present. Everybody played amazing. It was a lot of fun.
King finished 15 under par. Katrina Allen finished in second place at 9 under par. Emporia State student athletes earned a national championship as they earned the NCAA TeamWorks Community Service Competition Award for Division II in 2021. Emporia State Deputy Director for Athletics Christy Byers said she was proud of what these student athletes accomplished.
Even in the fall when we came here and we were pretty restrictive of things we could do, the athletes got really creative in coming up with socially distanced and safe COVID volunteer opportunities. And really, the spring, we hit the ground running with a lot of different things out there. And as things started to open up, volunteer opportunities started to open up, and our athletes really just reveled in the fact that they could go out and serve our community. So I'm really excited about their efforts.
Senior softball player Cassidy Beam was the Student Athletic Advisory Council Community Engagement Liaison.
We have a goal to help the people in our community, and the fact that we were able to help them so much that we won this was awesome. It's definitely just about helping those people, so that was pretty cool. With COVID, it's been really challenging. There's not as many opportunities or things for us to be able to go out and do and be like COVID-friendly or safe. So that's been tough. We've had to do a lot of things like just cleaning up around town and less interaction. We were able to still do that and accomplish this goal.
Emporia State student athletes participated in nearly 800 events in the three-month competition window, completing more than 2,000 hours of community engagement. For the entire school year from August through mid-April, Emporia State student athletes performed over 4,800 hours of community service. In April, Emporia State Deputy Athletic Director Christy Byer was selected to be the next athletic director at Rockhurst University.
Being a Division II athletic director has always been a professional goal of mine. Even starting back when I was a young girl in college, has always been one of my career goals. And so everything I've kind of done since then has worked up to this moment. And the philosophy of Division II is having a great balance between academic success, competitive excellence, and community engagement. And I felt like Rockhurst embodied the true Division II philosophy.
Byer, who began her coaching career as an assistant for the Emporia State Volleyball Program, was the Deputy Athletic Director, Senior Women's Administrator at Emporia State since December of 2017. Emporia High School announced the hiring of a new volleyball coach. Ping Wong, who had been an assistant at Emporia State and coached a club team in Emporia, would take over in the fall.
I am very excited, actually, and I know all the girls pretty much because I run the local club. My philosophy is not going to change. It's going to be the same as when I coach club. But I know club season and high school season are different. So we're going to focus on little different things. Because club, there's a limitation. You can only have four to play together. But high school, they can all play together. So we're just going to work on team chemistry and skills work for the summer.
Coach Wong would take over for Ashley Nels. That is the 2021 Sports Here in Review. I'm Scott Hayes.